Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seven minutes after the hour, it seems like Monday for some and Tuesday for others, because it really is Tuesday. It's the first day of the sixth month, so when you do your checks June 1st or 5-1, or in Victoria's case, you take a photograph of something and send it to someplace, and then you're all set. That's how it works. Okay, so Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan with her laugh. Jennifer has probably got some great stories for us. Jay Kirshner, I know, does, because she's in charge, among other things, of what's going on with social media. Lots of things are buzzing here today. I see that four more people have been charged with members of the Oath Keepers, have been charged with some sort of involvement in the Capitol situation January the 6th. So how long is this going to go on? There are, what, 19 people? So when they go to trial, do they get tried in their home states? They get tried in Washington? And what specifically are the charges? And if they get found guilty, what happens to them? I have not any information.
Well, I think it depends on what they're charged with, right? I mean, whatever they're charged with.
Are they disrupting the sentence? What is there? Is there some federal law?
I think they're different degrees.
Yeah,
it depends on what each one is doing. So I think there are conspiracy cases. There's, you know, causing chaos. There's all kinds of things. I would imagine
trespassing.
That
I think
it's going to be
in
federal court because of it being on federal building. So.
All right. So there's a lot to be said and being said about the Tulsa church massacre. Today is the 100th anniversary of that. I'm not sure that too many people, and I'm one of them. Remember, I was a pretty good student of history, but I don't remember studying this, and I wonder if it was because it wasn't in the history books. It could be part of it. There's a lady named Lessie Randall, who is a 106-year-old lady, still remembers what happened on that day, Black Wall Street Massacre, the story of what happened at this church in the Greenwood neighborhood of Tulsa, Oklahoma. So I guess that under the circumstances, because of the severity of this, but the fact that I'm going to guess that 99% of the listeners to this program don't know, never heard of it before, and I may be, if I had heard about it or studied it, I don't remember it at all.
That's not just you. That's me,
down.
Too. I was talking with some of my friends over the weekend about it, and we've only recently, in the last probably 15 years, knew about this and talked about it. And in Oklahoma, it wasn't even allowed in history books. So people who lived in Oklahoma where it happened didn't even know that it happened. It was like it wiped from history. And so,
the lady
who's 106 years old, she testified before Congress, I think it was 2 weeks ago, and she basically was telling the story of what happened and wants national recognition, which it will get today. President Biden is going to Tulsa, so it's getting attention maybe for the first time really since it happened. But, it's horrific.
This is back in 1921. White mob attacks the black community. Black Wall Street, these people they were doing well economically, it would seem, for people in that circumstance. As I said, 300 people were killed. There were 1,100 people left homeless. Hundreds of churches and homes were burned to the ground, a library, a hospital, the schools in this part of town. So this whole situation, I have two thoughts, and then I want to go around the room here a little bit and see the virtual room, hear what you have to say. One part of me wants to tell people to kind of, all right, we recognize this is another horrific example of white people doing in black folks. And then there's another side of me that says, all right, there's so many examples of this. Can we just move on off of it? Because what this does is run, I mean, for black people even that didn't know that this happened, but for us, all of us in general, black, white, whoever, it's a black eye, pardon the pun, on the history of our country. But at this point, we can't do anything about it, that this event. So we move ahead and try to do something. I don't know whether this would have been better had it happened or had we acknowledged it before George Floyd, so that it was something that stood on its own instead of it just being another example of white people doing horrible things to black people. I say that because yesterday I was in Connecticut again, in New York, and I was on a cow run, and I drove by that huge Amazon warehouse that's being built in Connecticut, where those nooses have been found over the past couple of weeks, 8 or 9 of them. They're just big ropes hanging from the girders of the building that they're building. And so I'm thinking, I mean, we just keep adding onto the list of things that are either current or have happened in the past. And I think I remember first learning about the airmen, the Tuskegee Airmen, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago. Maybe it was when the movie came out. Things that we learn and people are aghast. They say, my God, those things happened. I remember learning in history that it wasn't during the Korean War, still 1953, black men couldn't take a pee in the same urinal that white men did. The service in general had two separate facilities, one for men of color who were in the uniform and one who were white that were in the uniform. And this is 1953. So it's not like it was, 100 years ago. And we still see examples of this sort of thing every day. So on one hand, it's very important for us to learn this sort of thing. And by the way, my remarks are much more tempered today than they were yesterday when I started thinking about this in terms of what we know, what we don't know, what we've heard, what we haven't heard. And so does this do more or less? Is there more information here than most people can absorb? Hey, we get the point that blacks have been abused unbelievably, not only in our country, but around the world. And minorities in general. Again, religious minorities, racial minorities, ethnic minorities, people who have disabilities, people who have different sexual orientation. The world is full of people who, for whatever the reason, are so insecure that they have to take advantage of other people's being different. And that's kind of how I read it. I don't know how much more. I'm sorry that I'm just learning about this now. I'm sorry because I would like to have known about it earlier on. But it certainly does give me cause to wonder about, in the first time I wondered when I was teaching school. I don't know that I remember wondering about it when I was in school. About the way history has been whitewashed, literally and figuratively. But at this point, we were numb to all of this. And so I guess it's good that it's pointed out, but I don't know what good it does for the cause. I mean, that's
pretty
much. Well,
I think history is important to have history because we don't want to repeat past mistakes. So,
but we are repeating past mistakes. We're repeating them every day.
Well, hopefully an entire city or section of a city won't
get wiped
out.
I mean,
right. I hopefully 35 blocks will be burned to the ground.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, this is the point, is that we're conflating a lot of stuff and we like to compare things or not. Telling a story about history, I think, is what we should be doing because we learn from history. This is why I don't want history wiped out of our textbooks. I don't want it taken away out of our classrooms. And unfortunately, people love revisionist history, and this is the problem with it. So tell the story.
It's a serious problem.
Right, so
education
tell the story
in our country,
so that we can learn.
The public school education in our country is in danger of disintegrating because of the lack of content. They're not being, and I say this almost every day on this program, I say that I talk to my daughter about it, who's a college prof. I talk to people that are in it, people that I know, families. We are not teaching our children, that is the public school educational system, doesn't teach you how to think. It teaches you what to think.
Right.
Which is incredibly improper, and that's not what we're paying for. It's not what I'm paying for. And there are examples on top of examples of why we ought to not be paying our taxes. You know, you can come up with 100 different scenarios of things that are inadequately being done. Policing, the focus on what's right and what's wrong in terms of police, you know, to counter the idiots who think we need to defund the police. No, you fix it and you demand that there be changes. And that's the same in the public education system. And I've said this much across the board, public, whatever the public arena is providing, it sure as hell isn't a good deal for whatever it's costing you. I can guarantee you that. So, anyway, what do you think, Jay? What's in Nashville? Is this something that people are talking about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's being talked about everywhere. It would be really bad if people weren't talking about this.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it already went for 100 years, basically, yeah. Just unrecognized. So,
well,
yeah.
And especially with everything that happened last year and the protests last summer, that was the first time I had heard about this was last summer.
Under what circumstances did you hear about it?
I caught the words Black Wall Street while I was looking at other things online.
Yeah, that's been going around for a few years.
Yeah, and I was kind of like, what is that? And so I Googled it, and that's when I learned all about this. And, I mean, again, that was only just last year.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just the day before yesterday that I learned about it when I first saw one of these stories. So, and I'm betting there are a lot of people who are listening to this program right now who have had that same experience. We live and learn. 17 after the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about how to lose that weight and keep it off. 24 years. That's how long Calitrin has been in production. Developed by a doctor and three of his nurses who were under under the impression that people were having a hard time losing weight the natural way. And it was about the time when the natural focus came into focus, if you will, 24, 25 years ago in the 80s. This is something made in the United States, certified by the FDA. The independent testing for quality and purity is part of what you can read at the website, toploss.com. And for those of you who want to get on board right now, there is the Mother's Day sale that continues this week. No, I'm sorry, not Mother's Day. It's Memorial Day sale that continues this week. Three you get with the DJV code without paying for them when you buy three others. It's a fabulous thing to choose to make the decision, losing the weight and keeping it off. Make that decision and use Calitrin to help get you there. Calitrin at toploss.com. You check out, use the DJV code, you get 3 months free supply, and you don't have to pay for shipping. That's the deal at toploss.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with the right parts, advice from their professional parts people, and their free loaner tool program. No need to purchase a tool if you're only going to use it once. Your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required at the time of the rental. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and ask about their free loaner tool program, or you can visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you. Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. Coming up in a moment, an exciting opportunity for you to win. Jay will explain right after this.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, on this Tuesday, we're preparing for Friday. Jay's going to explain our works, W-O-R-X, Father's Day gift pack, and how you can win this big prize. All right, Jay, take it away.
Yeah, it is the Works Father's Day gift pack, a Works Nitro 40V circular saw, and a Works 1600 electric pressure washer.
Do you know what those are, or are you just reading it? Do you know what they are?
I know what a circular saw is and an electric pressure washer. I don't know what those other things are. 40V, 1600 PSI.
1,600 pressure pounds per square inch.
It's a pressure washer.
It is, yes.
And a circular saw. That's the prize pack, and we are giving it away this week. All you have to do is go to Instagram and Facebook, at DJV Show. Doesn't have to be both. You can do one or the other. And starting at 12 noon today through Friday at 11:59 a.m., tell us about a father figure in your life, whether it's your own dad, your grandpa, your uncle, the father of your children. Who deserves this Father's Day prize pack? And we will select a winner at the end of the week.
All right. Contest will run for the next 3 weeks, right, until Father's Day. And the winners will be announced on the following Monday. So you'll go through this Friday the 7th, and then on Monday we will have the winner and move on to the next one. It's a good deal. It's a great deal. It's a lot of fun. So tell us what is good about your father, the father figure in your life. Jay will be working through all of that as she works through all of the trending items as well. It's at DJV Show, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.com/ DJV Show, right? Could you go to the DJ? We can't on our website. Can we do it or just on the social media?
We'll have rules posted on the website that you can go check out as well. And the rules will be posted on Facebook and Twitter, or I'm sorry, Facebook and Instagram. But yes, to enter, you'll post your story on Facebook and or Instagram.
All right. So what's the story here that's trending about this pageant queen picture that comes from 1999? Doesn't look like there's anything good coming out of this.
Ellie Kemper was trending, and a lot of people were,
who's she?
When they were finding out why on Twitter, was kind of like, wait, what? She's an actress from The Office, The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. She was in a 1999 pageant for in St. Louis, Missouri. It was the Queen of Love and Beauty. That's what she was crowned. It was part of the Veiled Prophet Ball, which has some racist ties. Now, a lot of people were coming to her defense saying, okay, this whole organization did not allow black members to join until 1979. Her being a part of this does not mean she has any racism. Doesn't mean that she has racist ties or anything. There is just a foundation of racism within this organization. So there are people coming from both sides of, you know.
I just saw KKK all over her name yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, which is just crazy. It went from, okay, this is probably something that's like, you know, wealthy white people doing, like a debutante ball, but then it turned into the KKK somehow.
Yeah, and that's really, like, that's a lot of what it was. It's just a lot of wealthy people with this kind of debutante ball. Now, it has a quote-unquote veiled prophet that kind of the outfit's not far off from the KKK outfit. Yeah, and they're handpicked by local elites, and then they're the ones that chooses the Queen of Love and Beauty for each ball, and Ellie wins in 99.
That's the end of that question. 28 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story on Nick Miles. In an effort to help make our streets safer, Ford is launching a new tool to aid cities using connected vehicle data and artificial intelligence to help build smart and safe transportation systems. Safety Insights is a web-based software tool for transportation planners and engineers from Ford that synchronizes crash data from multiple sources and combines it with Ford's own connected vehicle data. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A conservative group representing small businesses say Major League Baseball's decision to move its All-Star game out of Atlanta because of politics displays Commissioner Rob Manfred caved into wokeism and had no clue what was in the Georgia voter integrity law. Cincinnati Reds minority owner Ken Blackwell on Fox Business.
That these reforms were suppressive and repressive, and now what he's starting to realize was that he didn't do his homework, and he led baseball down, I think, $100 million catastrophe.
The group founded by Home Depot co-founder Bernie Marcus plans to file a lawsuit in Manhattan federal court Tuesday morning, alleging that Major League Baseball's decision has injured Atlanta's small business community.
British intelligence services are now reporting the theory that COVID-19 leaked from a lab in China is feasible. Both the United States and Britain are stepping up calls for the World Health Organization to do its job. USA Radio News.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocates Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
World leaders are pushing back on China's claim the coronavirus pandemic began in the wild. Some lawmakers are saying the cozy relationship between China and President Biden and his family may hinder the truth. House Oversight and Reform Committee's Congressman James Comer on Fox News explains.
Well, I think the Democrats could also fear that the Biden conflicts of interest with China may come to light. You know, the Democrats were very outspoken in their concern about Russian relationships with the Trump family, with Russian business relationships, which we all know now never were true. Those were conspiracy theories on behalf of the Democrats. Now we have factual evidence that China has, betrayed the United States trust in the worst possible way, but yet the Democrats don't want to get to the bottom of this. And I think that, the relationship with Hunter Biden in China, the fact that during the Obama-Biden years, they clearly gave China free rein to do whatever they want with respect to trade, with respect to climate regulations. And now we've got, pretty solid evidence that China played the major role in creating this virus, and at the very least, they covered it up. They know a lot more than they're telling us,
right.
And it's just really disappointing the Democrats won't try to get to the bottom of this.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're right on the money here, right on time, 34 after the hour. It's Tuesday, June the 1st. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. There is, because of our focus on this Tulsa race massacre 100 years ago, I think I'm more I'm thinking about some information that I did have. I mentioned the Tuskegee Airmen a few minutes ago, but now there is another thing that's come to my attention about the black soldiers who were in the Civil War. Did you learn about them during your study of history?
The Tulsa massacre, if I did learn about it, I really don't remember.
Yeah.
But I definitely remember Civil War and Tuskegee Airmen for sure. It was in history. Yeah,
there were black regiments, for those of you who don't know. There were a lot of black soldiers who helped in the Civil War. President Lincoln called on them to fight for the Union, and they did. And they were known as the United States Colored Troops. Couldn't get away with that description today, but it's just pieces of the pie coming together. I'm sad that they aren't just all considered Americans, good Americans. Doesn't make any difference. That's just me and my Pollyanna world. I just wish that all of this stuff wasn't something that we were dealing with, but we are, so we need to deal. Meanwhile, speaking of dealing with things, Jennifer, we had the conversation yesterday while you were sleeping about
And it was nice, thank you.
Was it? Wow,
I'm jealous.
You were sleeping. Wow.
Sorry. Every right. once in a while, I have to reset so I can feel like a normal person. It'll be gone by about 3 o'clock today.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Chinese scientists, according to this report, there was yesterday I found in the New York Post, but since then I've seen it about half a dozen times elsewhere, that basically proves that the Chinese did create COVID in the laboratory with scurrilous intentions. That's basically the bottom line. And then when Joe Biden was at a, I think it was Virginia Military Academy, he told the troops there that were graduating that the more complicated the world becomes, the more difficult it is for democracies to come together, reach consensus, telling a story about meeting his Chinese counterpart when he was vice president, and this guy, Xing Bing Ling Jing Bung,
Xi Jinping.
Him too.
Oh boy. We just got that, canceled.
Yeah, yeah, no,
the letters too.
Yeah.
Jay and I have just been talking about cancel culture off the air, so.
Yeah.
Bada
anyway.
Bing, bada boom here just got us canceled.
I like that, bada bing, bada boom. Anyway, Biden said that the president of China told him when he was vice president that Beijing will own America in the next 15 years. He didn't make any
other mention. What's the question for Biden right now? The question is, what is he going to do about it? So he asked for this 90-day report. Well, what if he gets answers on that report? What are we going to do? And, you know...
You mean what action are we going to take?
What are we going to do?
What are we doing?
What's the appropriate step? I mean, there were a lot of people who were ticked off, including farmers, wink, wink at you, Dougie, about Trump engaging in a trade war with China. Well, guess what? It's only going to get worse and more painful if this does indeed turn out to be true, if we take the appropriate actions, or do they get away with it because now they're too big that people don't want to be inconvenienced with what they buy, how much they spend, or our farmers who are trading on a global market instead of just internet and just domestically, which I think is kind of crazy. So, you know, what do we do? I mean, that I guess is the bottom line. All of this research matters. I want to get to the truth. I think many people want to get to the truth. But then what? What happens next?
Right. I think a lot of people feel that way.
Good leadership bring together a coalition of people in the world.
Well, this is what I
that's his plan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Is it? I mean, I haven't heard him say that.
He's been saying that all along. Trump, and we've talked about it here, Trump did it alone, he went it alone, and it didn't work, and we got the farmers, as you mentioned, the farmers had a disastrous time with the tariffs, and I think that most reasonable people would want accountability from China, but we also are still coming out of this, and right now, is this really the right time to make the farmers suffer even more?
It's not that, but it's the only time that can happen. Because the farmers are not going to suffer any less in 5 years. They're only going to suffer more. This is the problem. The more we get ingrained in China, and I guess what would make me feel better from Biden is to have him say what he is going to do and give me a little more action with the words. For instance... Excuse me, I'm losing my voice from having too much rest. No, I'm just kidding.
not using your voice enough yesterday. Nice going,
I'm out of practice. The calluses have come down. But for instance, when he talked about buy American, remember, he said, buy American, but he didn't say hire American. And that's because he knows that under his plan, he's only incentivizing people to leave the country, not do any business in the country. By raising corporate taxes, he's going to send more business outside than he's going to leave inside. So I think the actions really matter. Why did he cancel the investigation on China when he came into office?
But that's the past. That's the rearview mirror.
Okay,
what are they going to do now?
It's not the rearview mirror when you say, what have you told me that indicates what you're going to do in the future?
Okay. So what happens is that we all become vulnerable to that person or the people who are leading us. We follow along. Trump didn't hack it particularly well in this circumstance, according to many people.
Did a lot better people. Than most any other president.
Well,
opened people's eyes to it.
That's your point of view, and God love you for having it. There are people who don't have that point of view. What I'm concerned about is how they continue to move forward, and nobody is holding them accountable for COVID. the situation. They are now back to buying a lot of stuff from American farmers. It's really not American farmers. It's big ag that they're buying it from. Their deals are not with the farmers. Their deals are with the people in Chicago at the markets that are there, the trade markets. That's where the deals are made. They're not made on the farm. So you got that. There's a lot of misunderstanding of what really goes on in the process. I actually, as a side story, I was up in upstate New York yesterday picking up some cows to bring to the farm on a beautiful Amish farm, Jersey dairy cattle. The fellow who runs it is a second generation on this farm. It's a whole Amish community that's in the pretty much the center part of the state. And the farm, it was a wonderful day, just beautiful. America, I was saying that to the person that was with me, it was America at its best, I felt. We went through these little towns, the time is forgotten, and it just made me feel like there was still a lot of hope for America and Americans. These Amish people have done such fabulous work. These people are getting twice as much money for the value of their milk than the average farmer, because they figured out how to raise the animals. This and all their milk goes up. Most all the people in this area have Jersey cows. They send their milk to organic. It is Organic Valley, and they have a select group of dairy farmers that are raising. They're raising cows that last five times longer than those cows that are in these big factory farms. And the price that they're getting is twice what the average farmer is paying into the pool is getting, because they're not competing with these huge 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 cow dairies. They're not dairies, they're just factories. So, you see, we hear one story that everything is the same, and it isn't the same. There are lots of examples, not only in the food that we eat, but look at the quality of the other things being produced in this country. I think I told the story yesterday, Jennifer, and I saw it again last night when I had to stop to get something at one of those rest stops on the road. And I was looking for something, specifically a little tool, and I couldn't find anything that wasn't made in China. I'm so sick of looking for things and not finding anything unless it's made in China. And this is people look at the stuff you're buying and then make up your mind. Do you want it? Do you need it that badly? Or can you wait or try to find it from someplace else? That's the way we put these people in their place if it isn't too late to do it. I noticed that the Chinese Communist Party is trying to ease birth limits now because they're in danger of losing population strength because of their aging society. The birth limits that have been enforced for, the last 40 years or so, they aborted female babies. And so now they don't have women to give birth. And, you know, there's a lot of also the working class, that sort of thing.
Well, a lot of couples there have reported that they don't have the time or the money to have kids. Mm-hmm. So it's not unlike what's happening here, you know, and the birth rate, especially for white Americans, has really gone down a lot.
Good.
Over the last couple of years.
It should go down all over the world. There's no way we're going to be able to go back to farming for a minute, that the farming cooperatives that we have around the world, no matter where they are going to be able to provide for this kind of population continually, never mind what we might grow to, but the 7+ billion people, almost 8 billion people on the planet now, we're not really producing enough food. Otherwise, there wouldn't be millions and millions of people who are starving. Didn't have enough. In this country, we have millions of people. They call it food insecurity, whatever it is. Go to Africa. You think it's tough here? Go to Africa. Go to places in Asia. We're in India, for God's sakes. They have, the average family is 8 children in India. 8. And they can't feed them. They can't clothe them. They can't house them. And so, what do you, do you see these sorts of things, these pockets, and they're not so small anymore. And so what are you going to do about that? You don't think that's going to be a huge problem in the next 10, 15, 20 years? It's that kind of stuff. So anyway, gives you a headache, doesn't it? Think about all of this stuff. And if you were, what's going on? Speaking of the Chinese, the World Health Organization, I use the World Health Organization and the Chinese government in one breath. What are they doing, Victoria, renaming the various COVID variants?
Yeah. So this is a... Well, so, you know, right now, essentially, we've been saying that...
Suggesting one won't be the China virus, right?
Mm. Right. Well, the variants that we've been, you know, that we talk about is, you know, well, we talk about the UK variant. That became the first major variant, and then it was the most prevalent.
So why isn't that racist?
It's not about racism. This is, they've renamed them with Greek letters, so they're following it out.
We did call it the UK variant, so why is that, why is calling it the Chinese... why is that valued differently than
we have the South African variant.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. So that racist? That's racist.
Well, yes, but see, this is part of the reason why they're changing it now, because a lot of people, like the third big variant, B1617.2, which no one can remember any of that, that's what people are saying. Is
that really the number, or are you just making that
No,
up?
That's really the number. That's the variant that's been discovered in India, and so a lot of people started saying, oh, you know, it's the Indian variant and the South African variant, so now they've decided to just use the Greek alphabet, and so now... the alpha variant is what was formerly known as the UK variant. The beta is South Africa, and delta is the Indian. And so that's with new variants, that's what they're going to be calling
it. It's like naming the hurricanes we've now entered into.
Right.
As the 1st of June comes around, it's the beginning of the hurricane season, and then there'll be names, male and female names. For who decides on what the names are? Is that some guy?
Isn't that the National Weather Service?
Yeah, but who there? Whose job is it to come up with these names? Probably some guy talking to his wife.
It's a fun job. Are people still coming up with new names? I thought it was just a rotation of names. And unless something significant happens, the name doesn't get retired, and it just alternates every, like, 4 years or something.
Oh, I didn't know that. Really?
I don't know about that. Because then you'd have, like, two Hurricane Katrinas. I don't know if
that's... No, but that's what I mean. It gets retired. If one becomes a significant storm, then that name is retired and replaced with something else.
Hurricane Dudley. I'm waiting for that one.
Oh, really? Because I was going to say we experience it every day.
Oh, there it is. 47.
I'm still kind of waiting for the connection between holding China accountable and the dairy farm you went to this weekend.
Oh, I'll tell you that one later. 48 after, 47 after. Somewhere.
You're probably wearing a lot of hats: recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret at Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with two extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Three after the hour, the tradition has it that it's Tech Talk time on the daily DJV program, and so it is. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen with the police in England becoming surprised to learn about this weed farm. Now, are we talking about weeds that grow in corn, or are we talking about weeds that become cannabis? What do we got going on here?
Weed, as in marijuana.
Uh-huh.
So, which, you know, you should be familiar with, because that's... Yes. Your newest venture. But anyway, so yeah, so police in the UK raided an industrial unit outside of the city of Birmingham under suspicion that it was housing an indoor marijuana growing operation that's, of course, illegal over there. However, once they got inside the building, they were very surprised to discover that instead of marijuana growing indoors, it was an extensive Bitcoin mining setup, which was illegally siphoning electricity from a main supply. So prior to the raid, police had observed multiple people going in and out of the building during the day, and they spotted extensive ventilation and wiring. So all of that, you would think, could add up to an indoor marijuana grow.
Yeah.
Because obviously you need the lights and the heating and the ventilation for the plants and all this other stuff. So they said that they thought that they had seen all the classic signs of an underground weed operation. And then when they actually got in there, they saw 100 or so Antminer S9 machines, which are very powerful computers that just constantly run math algorithms in order to mint new bitcoins. It takes up an insane amount of energy. And so...
Like the, what do they call it, the three-phase copiers? Is that sort of the same thing?
I don't know what that is.
Makes, you know, the copiers, the 3D copiers that make anything.
Guns, oh, like a 3D printer?
Yeah.
Oh, no, this takes way more energy. This takes so much energy that if you that now when they found China alone, Bitcoin mining in China alone uses more electricity just for Bitcoin mining than like the top three nations in the world of all of their electricity. This is why, this is exactly why Elon Musk has backed out of it, using, you can't pay for a Tesla anymore with Bitcoin because he said the environmental impact is just insane. So essentially they, what the police did over here, they seized the equipment. Which actually, it's not illegal yet. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of regulation coming up on this. However, it's legal as long as you're paying your own electric bill. But these guys got busted because they were siphoning the electricity, and so and whoever, the city of Birmingham or this suburb of Birmingham is going to be hit with a massive electricity bill on the next cycle because this is hundreds of computers doing this. It's just, and it's really nuts. It would have been, right. I'm sure the cops would have been much happier to see weed.
Marijuana, yeah, right. Okay, Fitbit is in our focus right after this.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
All right, so Victoria, what's the scoop here with Fitbit? What are they adding to their devices?
Well, Fitbit might soon, they're working on, and it looks like they're going to be beta testing this really soon, they're going to be adding snoring and noise detection to the Fitbit wearable devices. So that eventually, you know, as we know, if you're snoring, this can be a sign of other major health conditions,
right.
You know, heart problems and lots of other very serious issues. And so Fitbit's microphone, if you have a device that has a microphone in it, it will listen to ambient noise, including your potential snoring, after you've fallen asleep. It's called Snore and Noise Detect. That's the feature. And it will, the only thing is, it can analyze the noise level for specific snoring sounds, but it can't distinguish if it's you or your partner snoring. So,
really?
Yeah, that's the only downside of it. But I guess if somebody's snoring in the bedroom, then it's good to have Fitbit analyze it because, you know, as you know, like we said, it can lead to more serious health issues.
Someone snoring, who is it? You know, do you snore? I can't imagine you being a snorer. Women snoring.
My allergies are so bad right now that I probably am snoring.
Really? Uh-oh. Jay, you
can't
snore?
I can't breathe, yeah.
When I was pregnant, I was a mad snorer.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.